Liberty University Broadcast Studio.
It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Hello, America. Happy Monday to you. A special hello to all of you TikTok people out there. Apparently, you guys matter in politics. Who knew? Who knew? Wow, folks, we've got a lot to talk about today. And every now and again on this radio program, we have to have some difficult conversations about the Trump administration. And today's going to be one of those days. And we're going to take a lot of your calls today, and especially this hour of the program. Now, many of you know, last week on this radio show, we had all sorts of Trump campaign officials coming onto the show talking about how massive, how huge, how historic the rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma was going to be. And look, I was one of those guys. I got sucked right into the narrative that this was going to be the mother of all rallies. I bought into the narrative that this was going to be an historic moment, that this was going to be the huge, huge send-off that the president desperately needed as we move towards November of 2020. And now we know that turned out not to be very accurate. And we're going to talk about some of the reasons why. But I've got to tell you something here, folks. My sources inside the White House are telling me that the president is furious about how all of this was handled. And again, I go back to this narrative that the president needs to get a handle on the people that are working for him in the White House, because I think a lot of them are giving him bad advice. And by and large, whoever set up this rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, did not do the president a great service. This was a great disservice to the president. But I'm curious, because there are a lot of people out there offering up a lot of excuses. And I saw that Kayleigh McEnany was on Fox and Friends earlier today. And my hat is off to Steve Doocy, who, by the way, and I've been telling you that a lot of people that work at Fox News are not conservatives. Well, Doocy is a conservative. He is the real deal. He is a conservative. And even he was not buying the line coming out of the White House that, oh, well, you know, everything's hunky-dory and the president was just fine. The president thought it was a great night. No, I don't believe that one bit, folks. I believe the president was enraged, and he should have been enraged by the fact that they're touting this as the mother of all rallies. We're in Tulsa, Oklahoma, 16,000-seat arena, only, what, 6,200 people inside that building. And you think the president's jumping for joy? No, I think the president was cussing like a Baptist at a Wednesday night deacons meeting. That's what I think was going on. And rightfully so. By the way, you know who was pushing for Tulsa, Oklahoma? It was Jared Kushner. That's the rumor mill, that Jared Kushner, who is a Democrat, and he's been giving the president some pretty crappy advice lately. And it's not the first time. All that to say, this is the president's election to lose, and they've got to get this thing figured out. We can't have any more debacles like Tulsa, Oklahoma. And yes, it was a debacle. They're telling us that 1 million people RSVP'd. And I've seen the rumors online that it was a bunch of TikTok people and the K-pop kids that were up there trying to sabotage the campaign. Okay, I get that. Maybe what, 10,000? All right, let's just say 100,000 people, okay? 100,000 fake RSVPs. What about the rest of them? And then the other argument is, well, a lot of the Trump people did not come. They did not bring their families because of the coronavirus and because of Antifa protesters. Okay, well, okay, I get that. So let's just say that's, okay, another, what, 400,000 people who did not bother to show up. What about the rest of them? Where was everybody? I mean, we're not talking about the AT&T Stadium where the Dallas Cowboys are playing. We're not talking about one of these huge outdoor football fields. We're talking about a stadium of 16,000 people. Where were the people? What kind of a message is that sending to the rest of the country? Because, you know, the mainstream media is having a field day about this. The mainstream media would have had a field day if there were just a couple of empty seats there in the arena. But we're talking about thousands of empty seats. So I'm just curious here, and I want to ask you guys some questions. Do you have concerns about the Trump campaign for reelection? When you see what's been happening of late, do you have any problems? Do you have any concerns? Or do you actually believe that, you know what, yeah, a million people didn't show up because of the virus or because of Antifa concerns or because of whatever? Do you think the president's doing a good job? Maybe you don't agree with my assessment of things. But I'm telling you right here and now, for Trump supporters and for the Republican Party to sit back and say, eh, you know, it wasn't a big deal. You know, we'll try to do better next time. I don't think that's good enough. You're looking at 0.6% of the people who RSVP'd showed up. 0.6%. I don't buy into the polls. Never have. But I want to share this with you because, again, this is information. This just coming out from ABC News. The Washington Examiner reporting this information. Nate Silver, the pollster, is now suggesting a landslide for Joe Biden as possible. Now, look, I think that's nutty as a fruitcake. But the reality is, what happened Saturday in Tulsa, Oklahoma? What do you think happened in Saturday in Tulsa, Oklahoma? Do you think that somebody was sending a message to the president here? Or do you think that the people on the campaign staff just botched this? And that's possible. You're not going to hit a home run every single day. But folks, they had to hit a home run on Saturday. They knew the playing field here. They knew what the mainstream media was going to do. They should have done everything in their power to get the people out. And I'm just sharing this information with you. I have sources in some of the Midwestern states adjacent to Oklahoma, within driving distance of Tulsa. And they told me that the campaign was in great disarray, that they were not given proper instructions on how to get people there. The buses were not available to get the people there, the bodies in the seats. It was just a great big, you know what? That is not on Donald Trump. That's on the people that are running the campaign. And my concern here is that the people running the campaign are just not doing their jobs. They're just relying on this president to get out there every single day and deliver a message that's going to resonate with the American people. But that's not good enough. We've got to have a strong campaign out there, boots on the ground. We cannot rest on our laurels. Yes, I said laurels. And I'll tell you something. This is how I know they goofed up. Every time, and folks, longtime listeners of the program, you know this is true because I've shared this with you before. Whenever the White House has had a bad weekend and they don't want to talk about it, they do not offer up any guest for this radio program. And sure enough, I just checked in a mere seconds ago with my show booker. And he has a great big giant Rolodex, and the people at the White House reach out to us all the time, usually once a day. It's been radio silence since Saturday night in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we are a radio show that is actually friendly to the Trump administration. But I'm just telling you, the Trump administration, a lot of never-Trumpers, closet never-Trumpers working in the White House right now. As shocking as it may be, that's the God's honest truth. And John Bolton was one of them, by the way. So look, we're going to take your calls on this. I want to get your thoughts, your observations on what happened Saturday. Are you concerned that this is that there's a message here that the Trump administration is not hearing? 844-747-8868, our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, look, as always, anybody who disagrees with me, you go right to the top of the list. And again, I think we've got to work this out here, folks. I mean, there's no use ignoring what happened Saturday. But you're telling us, and you're getting on my radio program, and you're telling my listeners that you've got a million people coming. Well, what happened? And we are due an explanation. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
So I'm getting slammed here on the Facebook page. And by the way, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us. Jennifer writes in, Todd, no concerns about our president. I have concerns over the cheating of the vote. Also, do the research. How many people got shut out of that stadium? Well, I can tell you, Jennifer, not a million people. A million people did not get shut out of that stadium. Another person said, Starnes, why are you listening to the mainstream media? There are more than 6,200 people there. Well, according to the Tulsa Fire Department, which was in charge of actually scanning every single person that walked into that building, they said 6,200 people. So, I mean, I'm not listening to the mainstream media numbers. I'm listening to the official numbers from the Tulsa Fire Department. Now, if you don't believe the Tulsa Fire Department, okay, well, maybe there's a conspiracy there. Somebody else writes in, I knew it. You're a never a Trumper. I always knew it, Starnes. You're a never Trumper. No, I'm not a never Trumper. I'm just trying to illustrate. Are you listening to what I'm trying to share with you? If you see somebody careening towards a bridge that has been blown up and they're about to drive off of a cliff, what do? If you care about the people, you're going to stand on the road and say, hey, wait a second, hold up. Danger ahead. I'm just telling you, folks, the problem here is inside the campaign. That's all I'm trying to say. They've got to, if Jared Kushner is making the campaign decisions, an avowed leftist, a Democrat, they got problems. That's what I'm trying to say. Let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. Little Rock, Arkansas. Toby listening to us on KARN. Hi, Toby. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Todd. Well, first of all, I do agree with you about Jared Kushner and the never-Trumpers that are inside the White House staff there. That's been an ongoing problem, and I do wish that Trump would focus on that and do more to clear out the never-Trumpers that are working in his own staff there. That would go a long way to helping getting some more good legislation done. I did want to mention to you that earlier this morning I did hear on reliable source that there was a call that went out over Instagram earlier on Friday or Saturday morning to recruit young people like teenager types all across the country to call in and reserve tickets for the attendance at the Saturday rally there. And that the numbers were tracked, and they estimate it was over 700,000 teenager types that called in on this Instagram to reserve tickets. And so my thinking is there's no doubt that right there put a serious dent in the attendance that was there. I know that people were camped out for 3 or 4 days there waiting to get in. I've heard that the numbers also were greater than 6,000. You'd hope that the fire department would get it right. Possibly some were able to get in after the fire department made their count. I heard some people talking about going in, finding a way to get in one of the side doors there that attended. It was, at any rate, I do agree with you. I have believed for a long time that Jared Kushner needs to get out of the picture there. I know he's Ivanka's husband and Trump is a family man, so that would be a hard situation there. But we need to clear the house and get some serious things going in this next go around here because we know that the left is pulling out all the stops now. They are going for it because they know this will be the last chance to get it done.
Toby, let me tell you something. And now the Trump campaign comes out, and this is not Todd Starnes opining here. This is Brad Parscale from the Trump campaign. The campaign manager says those TikTok kids had absolutely nothing to do with it. They said it amounted to about 10,000 people, and they were able to identify them. So if that is the case, then what happened to the rest of the hundreds of thousands of people that RSVP'd? And again, they've got to get this right. And if there are people in the campaign that are not on board with the president, because look, Toby, I don't blame the president here. His job is to go out there and deliver a heck of a great speech. He did his job. But whoever was in charge of filling up those seats, they're not doing their jobs. And it's either because of complacency or perhaps it was just intentional. And either one of those is not good enough for me.
Well, I think it's a combination of things. You know, you got the COVID thing going on, and that does scare some people. And, of course, you got the threat of, Antifa out there. But I know that the security was very tight around the thing, and there was no great protest or anything like that going on. But I did hear that was from Sandy Rios, AFA, that I heard about the 700,000. And you're saying 10,000. There's a big gap in there. But I think
my numbers came from the Trump campaign. So that's all if there's an issue, then, you know, whoever it is needs to take it up with the Trump campaign, because those are the numbers they told us.
Well, I agree with you. There's a problem in there, and it does need to get resolved, because I know that Trump has not lost any favor or any commitment from the people that know what's going on here. I mean, there's no way we can let any Democrat get in ever again, as far as I'm concerned. They have gone totally off the planet, as far as I'm concerned.
No, I hear you, Toby, and I'm with you, and thank you for the call. And that's why I'm so upset here, folks, is that somebody let this president down over the weekend in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we've got to make sure that does not happen again. We have too much riding on this election in November. I mean, you see what they're doing to the statues. You see what they're doing to the books and the movies. I mean, folks, there is an all-out war, an all-out assault on American history and American culture. And the only thing standing in the way of these culture jihadists is Donald John Trump. And that's why we've got to get it right. All right, let's get back to the phones. 844-747-8868. Michael, we've got about 40 seconds here. Arlington, Texas, go.
Hey, unfortunately, I just heard everything the other man said. I was on the phone before I heard it. But yeah, I was going to tell you, there's a lot of TikTokers that got involved with other social media platform, and they basically said they purposely called in to run up the numbers, but purposely doing it where they didn't plan on coming. And supposedly some 51-year-old woman that was involved with John McCain back in the day organized this thing on all the different social medias to do that to him.
Well, you have the speech,
and it was out of this world. It was
an incredible speech, Michael. Absolutely incredible. But the reality is, whoever was responsible on that campaign for filling up the seats, they didn't do their job. And that's not on the president. That's on the campaign. And I'm promising you, they're going to be making some changes. They've got to make some changes. We cannot let the mainstream media be a distraction here. We can't do it. All right, 844-747-8868. Toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And look, I want to be very clear with you. I still believe this president is going to win in a landslide. That is not the issue here. We've got to make sure that everybody's doing the job they're supposed to be doing. And again, my sources inside the White House are suggesting that the president was outraged, was livid over what happened over the weekend. And I don't blame him one bit. That was probably one of his best speeches of late, if nothing else, for the brilliant takedown of the mainstream media as he explained why he was slowly walking down the ramp at the West Point graduation. I got to tell you, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. It was brilliant. But unfortunately, we are dealing with an evil mainstream media. We are dealing with corruption on a great scale. And it's not just this president battling the Democrats or Hollywood or the mainstream media. It's the president battling his own party. There are people within his own party who do not want him reelected. And that's why we've got to get it right every single time. And that's why I'm upset. I believe this president deserves the very best from every person on his staff. All right, let's get to the phone lines here. 844-747-8868. We're going to Independence, Kansas. Don is listening to us on AM 1230, our great radio affiliate in Joplin, Missouri. Hi, Don. What's on your mind today?
Well, good morning, Todd. Well, I'll tell you what, I wanted to respond to this question. And there's two things. Number one, I know here Independence is only about 90 miles northwest of Tulsa. And the thing that scared, that reason I went, when I heard that there is 1 million people registered, there is no way, I'm 71 years old, that I was going to go stand out in the sun all day long. I had a sister, her and a friend of hers were coming from Oklahoma City. They had registered and they were planning on being there. But when we heard these big numbers rise, she canceled. There was a fellow I drink coffee with in the coffee shop from here in Independence. Him and his sons wanted to go. But when we heard these big numbers, we thought, well, it's going to be impossible. And I think that's what killed it, was this media, I guess by TikTok or AOC took credit for it. And they went on and people heard those big numbers and thought, oh, my, there's not a chance of even getting in. And I think the Trump campaign, they need to keep that under wraps or something or figure out another way to register, because that's what happened. And then plus the news media hyped up the fact that the COVID-19 numbers were rising in Oklahoma, you know, and things like that. But I listen every day to Tulsa radio station, KFAQ, and Pat Campbell, and he covered it very well this morning, had people that were there. And they said there was more than 6,000 people. And if you look at the pictures, only the upper part didn't have people on to clear the nosebleed section. So there's no way there could have just been 6,000 people there.
Yeah, those are the numbers that were released by the Tulsa Fire Department. So I don't know. I don't know anything about the Tulsa Fire Department. Don't know who's in charge. But those are the numbers. Regardless, for something like this, there should have been a full house. And I think you're right, Don. I think the Trump campaign, maybe they shot themselves in the foot here by announcing they had 1 million people that were going to, you know, that had RSVP'd. And maybe it did serve as a detractor for a lot of folks like yourself who didn't want to stand outside. Maybe you don't want to be in a packed arena. I don't know. But they've got to get this figured out before the next arena. You know, this is an optics game right now. And the mainstream media, they're not going to cut him any slack. You know, Don, to your point, if the bigger story here is how many people watch this online. Over 5 million people watch the president's rally online. That, to me, is a big deal.
Well, that's a big deal. That's what I did. And then, but, you know, the producer of Pat Campbell's show last week early, she said, you know, I've been watching social media and things, and she says people are registering falsely. So she saw it coming. But, and another thing you got to realize, too, that the mayor of Tulsa, he's a Republican, but he's not a Republican. And he didn't even go to the rally. So did that have any effect on what the fire department put out as numbers? It could have been. So he's not a supporter.
Could possibly. I mean, we kind of picked up on that last week when he declared, you know, the curfew and the state of emergency and threw a lot of people into the lurch over that. So maybe it was the perfect storm of events meant to target the campaign. Don, appreciate the telephone call. Thank you for listening to our station there in Joplin. Good people in that part of the country. By the way, back to this TikTok thing for just a moment. You're talking about an AOC, and Don was absolutely right. AOC was out there taking credit for this, along with Steve Schmidt, who was a never-Trump Republican, on MSNBC. He's the guy that was the campaign manager for John McCain back in the day, and threw Sarah Palin under the bus. This guy's sleazo right here, sleazebag. So you got Steve Schmidt out there saying, oh, yeah, my daughter and a bunch of her friends, they went online, the TikTok, and they were falsely registering and all this kind of nonsense. No, let's back up for just a moment and understand what the Democrats just admitted to, folks. The Democrats just admitted to working with a Chinese-based company to influence a presidential election. That's what just happened. TikTok is owned by the Chinese. So if you want to sit down and talk about collusion, what you just saw were Democrats like AOC and Steve Schmidt, the never Trump rhino, admitting they were colluding with a company owned by foreign entities to disrupt the campaign process. But you're not going to hear the mainstream media talking about that now, are you? No, of course not. All right, let's go back to the phones. Mark, listening to us on our live stream from The Villages in Florida. Hi, Mark. What's going on?
How are you doing today, sir?
I'm well. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Yeah, I mean, TikTok is owned by the Chinese, and that's why we don't put it on we don't listen to it anymore. We took it off our phone because they said there's a lot of other problems that comes with it. But you would think AOC, I call her a box of rocks because that's what she is. She needs to go back to making drinks. I'm sure she messed that up as well. But the reason I'm calling is there's a lot of silent majority people that were online because I was streaming different areas and seeing how many people were listening and actually watching it. And on one station or one stream, he hit 70,600 people were watching that speech. That was just on one of the sites. And then if you go to another site, he had 40,000 plus. So I think a lot of people tied in with this COVID and this stuff going on with, you know, these riots and everything. I think a lot of them stayed home and decided to watch it, you know, from their house. And they're the silent majority that when they come out to vote, that's when you're going to see Trump beating them. And I'm telling you right now, I'm looking forward to these speeches that they're going to have with Biden and Trump, because I'm going to get my popcorn and my beer and I'm going to watch him just rip him up, because they only allow him to do 3 speeches through this whole run for the presidency when normally they would do 12 and 13. I mean, this guy can't even talk. He doesn't even know what state he's in. He sits in his basement with his pajamas on and they expect him to be a president.
I'm telling you, look, Mark, I'm telling you, 5 minutes into it, 5 minutes into a speech, you just imagine now. And again, I thought the president hit a home run Saturday. 5 minutes into that speech, if it had been Joe Biden, he would have been mumbling to himself, wandering around the stage, trying to find a little girl's hair to fondle. That's what Joe Biden would have been doing.
And you look at what has he done? What's Obama and him done for the black communities? If you look at everything that they've done, from prison reform to unemployment for the black communities, the lowest it's ever been, you go out there and you ask them people why you're not voting or why you're voting for Biden, they can't give you an answer. But when you sit there and you tell them, I'll give you some answers, this is what Trump has done for them. But yet they're going to go out there and vote for Biden knowing that those two idiots for 8 years didn't do nothing for them? And you're going to vote for
now,
him
Mark,
again?
Now, Mark, this is a great point you bring up, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later on in the show today. 8 years, Barack Obama had the opportunity to address, and I'm putting this in the quotation marks here, systemic racism. He didn't do it, didn't do anything about it. 8 years, he had a chance to address all of the Confederate statues around the country. Had a chance, but didn't do it. Didn't want to go down there. Had a chance to address the George Washington statues and the Teddy Roosevelt statues. He had a chance to rename all of the military bases named after Confederate. But Barack Obama did not do that. And why do you think that is, folks? Why do you think that is?
And I mean, it's just ridiculous. And, you know, they what they're doing to our statues and the history and everything in this country is just sad. My mother just turned 91 years old. She says, I've never, ever in my life have seen anything like this, this country falling apart the way it is. They're not protecting our police officers. They're letting them take over cities like Seattle. I mean, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? This is ridiculous. You've got to get back this country. You know, we fought for this country. We've lost hundreds of millions and millions of people for this country. But yet we can't protect it now because we're letting a bunch of thugs run the streets and shooting at our police officers. I mean, and if you ask these individuals why they're tearing down the statues, why they're doing this, oh, we don't know. We're blending in. Man, what's wrong with this country? They need to wake up because what's going to happen is they're going to lose it. And when they lose it and it becomes a socialistic country like Venezuela or wherever else, then they're going to start crying and whining. It needs to be addressed and they better start doing something because I'll tell you right now, the communities are arming themselves. You can't get ammunition hardly anymore. Guns are hard to get in some places. They are arming themselves because they don't think this country is doing what they need to do to protect these citizens.
And it's true. The reality is they're not. And my hat is off to this president because he is allowing the blue state governors and the blue state mayors to own all of it. What's happening in Seattle right now, this is all on the blue state. This is not on Donald Trump. This is a state and local issue. And Mark, time and time again, look, 70 people got shot over the weekend in Chicago. It's a freaking war zone out there, Mark, a freaking war zone. This is not cops out there shooting people. These are local citizens. We're talking about street wars. And we got to go to a break here. Mark, thank you for the telephone call. And it's a great point you make here. But to that point, over the weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, outside of the ruins of that Wendy's, which is right there on the interstate. So if you're getting on the interstate, you got to turn there. You had a couple of woke white kids. They looked to be millennials and they were big supporters of the BLM movement. Well, they were driving down that street. They were stopped. These white kids stopped in their car by armed black men in front of the Wendy's. And they told the white motorist, you can't drive on this road. This road is only for black drivers. If you are white, you do not believe it. We've got the story up on our website, toddstearns.com. They beat the guy up and they smashed in the windows of the car. And their crime, they were driving on a public street while white. That was their crime. And this, folks, is what Mark is talking about, this lawlessness. And the president needs to zero in on these issues. We cannot have anarchy in America. 844-747-8868, our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
You're with Todd Starnes.
You know, by the way, folks, want to encourage you, if you haven't already done so, I got a message from my publisher early this morning. They said, Starnes, what the heck is going on with your book? So apparently, we have seen massive sales spikes in my new book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. And I mentioned this on Friday's show, that this book was so controversial. I didn't think it was all that controversial, but after the book came out, a lot of conservative television programs, including several on Fox News, refused to let me on the show to talk about the book. They said it was too controversial. People out there in the mainstream media, the left, they were saying the book was a bunch of nonsense. I wrote in this book that they were going to be targeting the culture jihadists, were going to be targeting our books, our movies, and our paintings. And they were going to topple our statues, turning them into a pile of rubble. And now look what's happened. 6 months after the book comes out, and everything I said was going to happen in the book actually took place. You say, well, Todd, that's prophetic. No, this was just reading what was happening in the country and extrapolating where we were going. And folks, I just cannot stress, you need to read this book. And you can get yourself a copy, ToddStearns.com, where Amazon, wherever you get your books. All right, let's get back to the phones here. A lot of folks wanting to weigh in today. David, Little Rock, Arkansas, listening to us on KARN. Hi, David. Welcome to the show. Hello, David. All right, let's put David on hold. Good friend Joe from LJ on hold as well. Joe, what's happening in LJ, Georgia?
Todd, you're great. Listen, I do a lot of shows, of course, yours, and I've got a lot of calls from your listeners who and other shows I do, and they're all fired up. I mean, I'd say 98% of the calls I'm getting from people all over the country, they are really fired up and energized. And I think you're right that Trump's going to get a landslide win. And I tell you, I'm extremely excited. I thought the speech was great. And I'll tell you some other good news. Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King, and Ginger Howard's on the Republican National Committee, they're writing a book together, and they're two of the most lovable ladies you could ever know. And they're going to go all over the country doing book signings, including at Poole's Barbecue, and speak to my leadership class. So that's going to be a great winner, and they're both big Trump supporters. So I'm extremely energized. And, Todd, I don't think you realize the impact of your show, because every time I'm on your show, I get all kind of calls from people all over the country, and there's not been a single negative call about Trump. They're all saying, boy, Joe, we're going to get out and work hard. We're calling. I tell them to call everybody since they're 5 years old and tell them to vote for Trump. So, Todd, you're doing a great job, and we're going to win this thing with a landslide, and you're going to be one of the big reasons why, my friend.
Well, Joe, look, I appreciate that, and I've been out on the record for a good 2 years now saying I believe this president's going to win in a landslide. But again, there are going to be a lot of shenanigans. And my concern here is if they can take something, if a bunch of teenagers can take something called TikTok and they're able to sabotage a campaign event, what's going to happen on election day? And I know the president's already out there tweeting today, warning people that there's going to be a lot of election fraud. And I have no doubt that's going to happen. Hey, folks, got to take a break. Diamond and Silk coming up. Jenna Ellis is here. Also, Jesse Kelly from the Jesse Kelly Show. He says that they've got to rename, if the libs are going to tear down the statues, they've got to rename Yale University. It's a brilliant story. We're going to talk to Jesse about that. Plus, your calls as well. So if you're on hold, don't go anywhere. ToddStearns.com. Get yourself a copy of our podcast. We'll be right back, folks.